All right, third topic. The foundations of the spiritual community. From now onwards, we have to be a little briefer. By the foundations of the spiritual community, we mean all those things which are essential to the very existence of the spiritual community. And the first requirement, the first essential, is very simple indeed, and you probably guessed it already. To have or to form a spiritual community, there must be, in the first place, a number of individuals. That's all that you need. You don't need a building. You don't need even a tradition. Don't even need a religion. All you need is a number of individuals. That's the first requisite. If you haven't got that, you might as well stop. You might as well not even try to have a spiritual community. You must start with individuals, a number of individuals. In other words, a number of people relatively emancipated from the group, relatively integrated and aware. And these people should be trying to evolve, trying to develop, should be making a conscious effort to evolve, a conscious effort to develop. And of course there should also be, this is another essential, another foundation, as it were, there should also be, among these people, among these individuals, a regular personal contact. They should all be trying to evolve, yes, but also trying to evolve together. Not only that, not only trying to evolve together, but even helping one another to evolve, to develop. According to Buddhist tradition, the minimum number of people requisite to constitute a spiritual community is 5. But one could probably manage with 3. And one might even say that under special circumstances, and here we follow the tantric tradition, even 2 people could be regarded as constituting, between them, a spiritual community. Now, in addition to all this, there must be, for a spiritual community to be possible, to exist, there must be, so far as its members are concerned, a common spiritual framework. That is to say, there must be a framework within which all the members of any given spiritual community are trying to evolve, trying to develop. This framework constitutes, incidentally, their medium of communication. And it consists mainly of 2 parts, this framework, this common framework within which they live, within which they try to evolve, within which they develop, consists mainly of 2 parts. In the first place, there's the common spiritual ideal. All members of the spiritual community have a common spiritual ideal. They're all heading in the same direction. They're all aiming ultimately at the same realization, the same achievement, the same higher stage of consciousness. And secondly, second part of the framework, they share a common means of realizing the ideal. They're following a common path of practice, a common teaching, a common method. They're walking the same way, in the same way. Now, in terms of Buddhism, these 2 parts are known as the Buddha, representing the ideal at which one is aiming, and the Dharma, the way, the path which one is following, which one is treading. In other words, in terms of Buddhism, these 2 parts of the common framework are the first 2 jewels, the Buddha and the Dharma. And the community, the spiritual community itself, of course, is the Sangha, the third jewel. Now, the spiritual community need not be localized. All the members of the spiritual community don't have to live together under the same roof. But they do have to be in regular contact with one another. Even if they don't actually live together. Even if they don't actually have the same roof over all their heads. They must be in regular contact. And by contact one means not just social contact, but real spiritual communication and exchange. Now, even though the spiritual community does not have to be localized, one can probably say that in its early stages, it's best for a spiritual community to be localized, because this will ensure, at least encourage, closer personal contact, and therefore greater mutual helpfulness between its different members. It will make for a more intensive evolutionary effort. This is not to say that localization does not have its own dangers, but of these one will have to be constantly aware.